Well, this is a Clay Tappa podcast. I guess I'm going to do some NCAA, college football. I mean, what are we getting to? What is it, week four? Is that what we're going into? Starting to get serious. It gets serious this week, like for everybody. I mean, you're talking about defining whether or not you are realistically going to be able to get into the 14 playoff. Ohio State, Notre Dame. That game defines the season. I mean, maybe not for Ohio State, but like even if they win out, like let's say if they lose, which I think they will, and then they win out, I mean, I guess they'll be in. But that's only like because if it's Notre Dame is left, there's always some dumbass driving by in a fucking mule. I don't know what the fuck these idiots out here do all day. The argument for population control is where I live, and I'm part of it. Because let's say you have like either USC or Washington, Texas or OU. Georgia, just for argument's sake. And then, I mean, because, like, if you lose to Notre Dame, then you're going to need Notre Dame to not be, like Florida State. I don't think they play Florida State, but, like, you're going to need a lot of things to happen in that ACC, that Florida State Clemson Notre Dame relationship to happen. I mean, I guess they'll get there. Clemson loses, they're out. That's done. Because you got Clemson, Florida State. But see, like Florida State, that puts them on the track, big time on the track to stay in that hunt. Because they're going to have some big wins. And I don't care that Clemson, I don't know why Clemson's not ranked. I mean, I know they lost to Duke. I know, I get it. Look, I get it. But I mean, just saying like they're unranked. I mean, I'm like, seriously? Like have they've fallen that far that they're fucking behind. I guess you can't say, it, whatever. Penn State, like they need to go handle Iowa because they're gonna have to put up. I mean, I know I've heard some guys saying that like, how is Iowa even gonna score? How are they going to get any points? How are they going to be able to do anything? Penn State needs to go handle them. Like, if they think that they are going to actually do something this year, other than go 10-2, lose your two biggest games to Michigan and Ohio State, and be left just holding your nuts. Like, what are you supposed to say to that? What are you supposed to say to that? See what I'm getting at? I would just like to say that I had a video that was by YouTube. It was taken down. I have zero subscribers and zero views. And I'm not even really like real sure exactly what I said. It was a 9/11 video. And I think I used the H word, like when you don't like somebody. In some specific kind of way that the AI didn't like. So I just yanked it down, baby. So I did the reprogramming tutorial, the six questions to let me know. So that's nice. I think I got, there are six questions. I think I got three of them wrong the first time. Because I did not read the full question and I did not even put brain power. I just picked the answer that looked like it was right. And then they're like, no, that's not right. And the fact that like the answers I picked weren't right was scary. Like that was scary. So yeah, like, and who else? Because you're gonna have Pac-12. They better hope Florida State, like if Ohio State loses this week, they've gotta hope, which is a good hope, that like Texas. I think a one-loss Pac-12 team is getting in this year. I truly do. I do. So that's one. SEC's two. Yeah, you got to watch out. You could get left out. Because what if it comes down to Texas OU and they've got a pick? Like, let's just say OU upsets Texas in the regular season by 3 points. But then they both went out and Texas beats OU in the Big 12 championship game. I think a Big 12 team's getting in. Well, and you better hope that Notre Dame doesn't go. Because if Notre Dame has one loss, they better win. Because if Notre Dame has one loss, let's say to USC or something, but they have beat Ohio State, it's going to be hard for the... They're going to want to put Notre Dame in. There's some defining games this week. There are. Let's talk about this right here, this minus 21. I want plus 21 and a half, Colorado. I want plus 21 and a half, Colorado. And I've been saying I think Colorado could get embarrassed. I don't want to be having to hang on to that 21. I don't want to have to be covering that 21. Because Colorado could show up and play just like they did three times already. And to me, like Colorado, they're one of the teams, like they're going to be getting better like exponentially. Like Oregon, they're where they're at. They're not going to be like getting a whole lot better. They're going to be making, because they're already to that point. Colorado, big game, big game, big game, another big game. I'm interested to see. There's really nothing like to tell you. I wish Travis Hunter wasn't out. There's really nothing to tell you like that Colorado's going to win this game, that they're going to be able to go win this game. I mean, unless you're just saying Shador is going to make it happen. Those wide receivers are going to make it happen. Somehow they're going to get some run game involved. I think like somehow they've got like a running back. Colorado does that is coming back, like maybe he's something. If you say that and they're just going to score points and it's going to be a shootout, like, you know, like that TCU game, it's just going to be a shootout. Okay. Because you have to remember, Tech played Oregon to the wall. Tech, who lost to Wyoming. I mean, like, it's not like Oregon can't be defeated. And I would say Tech probably, and that might be a stretch, I would say they have, at least to some degree, a little bit better defense than Colorado, especially with Travis Hunter. But I would also say Colorado's got a better quarterback and better weapons. Now, O-line, Tech probably has a little bit better O-line. That O-line's going to have to step up and do something. It's going to be long. Some of Shador's sacks are like long, because I think there was like three or four times, like he's getting like ankle grabbed because he's looking upfield and he's not really like running. Like they're not just like terrible sack. Like the sack is really like almost on him. It's really not on the O-line. Like they held up. That's what I'm getting at. So I'm not sure if that stat like looks quite as bad as it really is. Or the stat looks worse than it really is. I don't think it's a true reflection. I want the plus 21 and a half. It's hard. I have to put Colorado in the same thing that like I put Texas. Like I don't like being in a position where you have to root against Colorado. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And I like Oregon. I like their whole flavor. You know, but like is Bo Nick, like this is what I'm afraid of with this game, if you're asking me. I think there's a high probability that Colorado, like, to some degree, can score on offense. And they go, and they're trying to score, and they're trying to do their thing, and it's alive. But it's, like, hard. It's a little bit sporadic. And then whenever Oregon gets on the field. But see, why would you say that? They couldn't do it against Tech. To me, this is what people are thinking, like what I think they're thinking when they think this thing's going to get out of hand. Oregon is just going to get on the field. They're going to go down. It's just going to be chunk play, chunk play, chunk play. Red zone play, touchdown. Like, and it's just going to be like really easy, quick. Now, Colorado's offense is, they're just always in a position. They've got to answer. They've got to answer. They've got to catch up. But Oregon couldn't do it to Tech. And I mean, they are going to be at home. Lubbock is a tough place to play. It just is. I don't know. There's like no direct flights. You can't get in there. It's a thing. You're there. I don't know what hotel they're staying in. I mean, it's Lubbock. Like, Lubbock is Lubbock. And, you know, plus 21.5. That's too rich for me. That's just too rich for me. Because everybody's waiting for Colorado to finally get embarrassed. And it might be this week. I mean, this is the first real one. Because I didn't, like, TCU is not going to reload. They're not going to bring the dudes back. The magic's not going to be there. They're not going to be able to do their thing, come hell or high water, and always win the Big 12, and they're going to beat everybody year in and year out. Like, that's not going to happen. TCU and Baylor and Oklahoma State and Tech to some, but I don't want to involve them. Those three, on a rotating basis, put seasons together, you know, and they get 10 wins from time to time. And then TCU did more of this, but you know, that's what they do, but there's a lot of years in there. There's a lot of 8-win, 9-win, 7, like there's a lot of seasons of those between those three. But they don't just reload. Like Oklahoma State, they had a run there. Baylor had some run. I mean, they've had a decent run, you know, they do. But with Texas, where they're at right now, well, I mean, they're leaving for the SEC, but anyways, 21.5 just might be a little too rich for me. That's all I'm saying. This UCLA-Utah game, what's going on with this minus 4.5? I think I'm going to take Utah minus 4.5. Do I have that? It's been bet down. It was Utah minus 6.5. Is that right? Well, they've got 5.0. This thing's not always right. All this stuff. I'm doing Utah minus 4.5. I like that. Colorado plus 720 on the money line. I'll go through money lines later. Oh, yeah, I was going to look at this deal. This is a little bit better way to look at it. Where's Utah? Okay, here we go. See, if you push matchup, you get this screen. So you get the plus 160, the 4.5. It's FanDuel's odds. I was just checking something right quick. You know, record and last, I mean, against the spread. I'm wondering. Oh, so that's UCLA. Okay. So this is latest game. 35-10, CCU 27. Okay. Well, they've been putting points up. I don't doubt they will. I want to watch that quarterback for UCLA. I want to see what that's about. I'm excited. There are a lot of games I'm excited to watch. I really are. I mean, truly, really are this week. Like a bunch. Like, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, like 7 games. I want to watch the full game. Like, want to. Not like just to for next week, like the matchup. What's injuries? Questionable. They still got him questionable. You understand? Cam Rising questionable. Miami Temple. That's baloney. These aren't my scores. Where's my scores at? That's what I want to look at. Okay. Yeah. What else we got? I think you got to talk. I know we put it off. FSU, Clemson. I got Florida State minus 2.5. Clemson. I just don't know if I'm buying it. 45-24, big win, and they did this thing. But that's college football. It's early kickoff. God, that's so great. That is so great. So great. I mean, Clemson, what can you say about this game? What can you say about it that's not already known? It's just, I'm not real sure about this quarterback. See, that's what the problem is with Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, and at a very lesser degree than those three, Georgia. But those three for sure, who've all been in the playoffs on a regular basis all the time, every time, none of them have quarterbacks. I mean, they do, and the guy, but they're having to play like experienced quarterbacks, like Florida State, Notre Dame, USC, Washington, Texas, Oregon. Like you're having, like there's these other quarterbacks that are elsewhere. And it just seems like for these schools, it's just a down year of quarterbacks. And it, to me, FSU, it's going to catch up. Like, I think like that's going to be what propels. I almost wanted to go out and make a statement and you just say, none of those teams, Ohio State, Clemson, Bama, they're not in the playoffs. Georgia might squeak in. I don't think they're going to three-peat, but they could get in, though. I could see them getting in. But I would be real worried about Georgia in the SEC championship and the playoffs. Just saying. Because LSU looks like I know Florida State slapped them around. I know. But college football week to week, I don't know. I'm jury's out on LSU. This game's interesting. What other game do I need to talk about? Ohio State, Notre Dame. I know I've kind of talked about it. It's just quarterback position. That to me, what it's going to come down and be the difference. It's going to be the quarterback position. They're both good. They're both better. They're both blah, 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 blah. Running back, blah, 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 blah. Right? It's Hartman. Notre Dame, quarterback. Ohio State doesn't have their quarterback. They don't have it all ironed out. It's too early in the season. They're on the road. It's a young kid. I mean, he's going to go in there and he's going to get that win off of like a fifth, sixth. I mean, off the senior kid, this grad student guy who threw for thousands and thousands of yards at Wake Forest. And he was a big pickup and it's fitting in and they're blowing people out. They're putting points on the board. I mean, I just don't. I mean, is that real? That is real. You're getting Notre Dame at home with all this plus 3. And, oh, my God. That to me, that's the bet. That's the bet. Plus 3.5 Notre Dame at home. Give me that. I will ride with that. I'd money line that just to earn your $36. I mean, that ain't worth the shit, but man. I mean, to me, you know, sitting here and going on and on and on about these games, you know, and apparently Notre Dame's got a good running game. That's what I'm saying. The feeling this year, God, I wish it was a 12-team playoff. It's not. Can't do anything about it. Because I just, like what I'm saying about Ohio State, Notre Dame, I'm saying I don't think Ohio State is going to be able to exploit offensively in the way they're going to need to get out of there with a W. I just don't think they're going to be able to. I just think they're going to fall short. And they might fall short by like a lot. They might go up there and get slapped around a little bit. By the time it's all said and done, you know, that score could get 10 to 13. It could like fall in that range. I can see that happen. This is interesting. K-State. This is not interesting. This is interesting. Penn State, Iowa. At Penn State, I've got Iowa plus 14.5. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm doing it. I think that's... Penn State needs to prove they are who they want to be. And I don't think they are. They'll win by four. They'll win by four. I'm going to write it down. Where is it? Come here. So I won't forget. PSU win by four. See if it comes true. I'll even write it down. I'll forget to address it because I'll be wrong and I'll want to. What do you think about that? Voila! I wish this game was later. I wish this was a late game. Oregon State, Washington State. This is 7:30. What else is that? What else is at 7:30? Because you've got... So this is your big noon game. This is stupid, but interesting. Auburn, Texas A&M. Kansas versus BYU. That's interesting. That's interesting in the non-interesting way. And only if you got to be like in college football. Like, Yen it. You know? You gotta be yen it. And then 3:30, Utah, UCLA, Oregon, Colorado, Alabama, Ole Miss. And then 7 o'clock. Okay, so OSU Notre Dame is 7 o'clock with a whole bunch of... Man, there's... Why don't they listen, these people? Who's putting this game on? What network is this on? Penn State, Iowa. Or Washington. That's on Fox and CBS. Penn State, Iowa. If they would have spread some of these games out, I'm being serious. A couple of these games should have been on last week, and then a couple should be on next week. Like, there's no reason for it to be this heavy. I mean, they piled all this on. What can you do? Okay. I'm looking for what else. Duke minus 21.5 on the road. Man, I know they had a decent team a while back, but when was the last time that happened? A&M Auburn. Now that's... That'll ding, 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 ding. That'll be boring, but I'd like to keep tabs on it. Oklahoma Cincy. I want to see what Oklahoma can do. Like, can they run up the score on Cincinnati? I'd like to look at Oklahoma's schedule. Just let's have a look and just see how it falls. So there's Cincinnati. So you got Iowa State, Texas. UCF, Kansas. Oklahoma State. West Virginia, BYU, TCU. Okay. So they're looking to get past Texas. And then you're going to have at Kansas, at Oklahoma State. That's going to be... Okay. And then West Virginia, BYU, TCU. TCU at home. I don't think that TCU is going to be a big game. Huh. Okay. The first Saturday in October. The Red River Shootout. to be determined what time that is. Isn't that game always at 11? They're TBDing it. Are they going to mess with that? Man, they're throwing everything out. Everything. Just throw it out. Game was always at 11. Might have even been noon here. And what, like, weird. Like, we're playing at noon. High noon. At the Red River. Bastards. Okay. Oklahoma. I see you. Dylan Gabriel. I liked Gabriel. For some reason, people are saying that guy behind him is, like, better. But he's playing well enough they can't give the job up. I don't know, though. That schedule. Sooners. What if I go back? Let me look at. We're just getting into it. Let's look at this roster. I want to see what his name is. There's Dylan Gabriel. I don't know who they're saying is great, though. Is it Arnold? It's not General Booty. His name is General. I think it's Jackson Arnold. Freshman from Denton. You know? I mean, you look at some other odds. What else do I have? Oklahoma Cincy. I got Oklahoma to cover. -13.5. I got Washington State. Washington State is +6.5. Is down now? I had it at +6.5 early. So I get that. I get to keep that. That's bullshit. It did not open at 2.5. That is not true. I don't care anyways. I want the points with Washington State. What else do I got that I haven't talked about? I got Ole Miss +7.5. I'm just taking points, and they're two teams that are just, it's just shaky. So it just take points. I mean, hey. And that's one of the deals. I mean, I don't know. Like, Ole Miss could win that game. They could, you know, who knows? Who knows? A&M Auburn. I got Auburn +7.5. I'm not banking on A&M. I mean, get real. What's this USC thing? Where'd this land at? I know they're playing late. Well, where'd it go? Oh, gosh, people. -35. Woo! Is that where it started? I was looking at stuff. I don't know, like, what stuff was coming in. -34.5, let's just say. I got that. It looks like Arizona State is, like, just, I mean, they're just, it's just, no. Pitt, UNC. I'm taking UNC. -6. -7.5. Oh, yeah, there's Arkansas, LSU. I don't know what Arkansas thinks they're doing. That just looks like that's just, like, falling apart. Like, everything that has to do with anything. That's, oh no, there's LSU. Yeah, give me that. Give me LSU. Minnesota will mess up Northwestern. That's just something I see right there. Because I watch Minnesota. Yeah, give me that. South Carolina, Mississippi State. Mississippi State looks lost. Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Duke, Connecticut. Maryland, Michigan State. I don't know what Michigan State's doing. I mean, I wouldn't bet Michigan State game because I don't know if they're about to fall apart or if Washington was just really good or both or what. But that just makes me want to stay away from it. Here, sorry, I know I'm scrolling. I'm sorry. I'm going to just go down. Wisconsin, Purdue. That is Friday night. I take Purdue +6.5. You know? Because. Sorry, I got to write down Friday night. Wisconsin, Purdue. plus 6.5. Give me Purdue plus 6.5. Give it to me. Give it to me. NC State UVA. Gosh, I don't know what to do with UVA. It's like you feel bad for them, the shooting, the thing. You try to go, they still don't cover. They lose, you know. It's just like, are they just horrible? Boise State, SDSU. I'd probably take SDSU. I'd just take the points at home. You know? Plus 7.5. I will. Boise. SDSU. What is that? Plus 7.5? Yeah, give me plus 7.5. I haven't been. SDSU, I think I've been on the wrong side of every one of their games the whole time. I don't know what to say about this. I think Air Force somehow has got like a legit situation going. Maybe I bet Air Force minus 3.5. How about that? Air Force Academy. What is that? Give me Air Force plus 3.5. Memphis, Missouri. Is Missouri going to be coming down? Michigan, Rutgers. I'll take La Tech plus 21.5. Still have not, I don't remember like how to write my stuff out. And then I don't get the things like how I want them. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Okay. I'm gonna do it. I gotta rewrite things. I gotta pause right quick. Okay, I got my stuff cleaned up. Army Syracuse, don't care. UTSA Tennessee. Seems like UTSA. I don't know what to think about that. That's tough. That's tough. I don't like that. Arizona Stanford. I take Stanford plus 12.5. You know? Like, because it's just a stupid game. Like, Arizona, Stanford, plus 12.5. Give me Stanford plus 12.5. Because who knows what's going to happen in that game, so you might as well, like, just take that amount of points. Because Stanford doesn't care about Arizona. Arizona's bullshit, too. Cal, Washington. I'll take Washington to cover. I'll take Washington to cover. Minus 20.5. I think I've been on the wrong side of Washington. I'll be on the wrong side again. You know, it's one of those, they're just juking and driving. Because you don't know about them. Because I didn't watch them early. Because their games were boring. I don't like watching boring matchups. Like, that's a problem. Like, if you're trying to guess games. Like, you got to put the work in and watch. Yeah, Washington State. I'm on that. I have that written down, right? I might not. I don't. And that's a good game. That needs to, oh no, I do. BC Louisville, that's stupid. I mean, it's just stupid. It's stupid. BC Louisville. Okay, well, but I'll tell you what's stupid is minus 13.5. Give me BC plus 13.5. Just give it to me. Give me the points because it's dumb. It's a dumb game. It's a dumb matchup. Wake, Georgia Tech. I'll take Wake minus 3.5. GT Wake. Yeah, give me Wake 3.5. UNC Pitt. Oh, my God. Texas Baylor. I don't know what to do with Texas. I just don't. I don't know what to do with them. I don't know what to do with them. Because I don't know what to do with Baylor either. Like, are they getting that quarterback back? Does that matter? Your guess is as good as mine. UNC Pitt. I just don't care. Like, this week, there's, like, too many good games for me to care about. Miami Temple, UNC Pitt. The reason I don't care about this is because Texas is Texas and my team, you know, and you just, like, it's like, I don't care. Like, I just want them to win. Like, I don't know about, like, I'm just blind to it. Because you're either too high on your team or you're like a whipped stepchild because your team cannot do, you know, unless you're Alabama up until this year, you know, or you're Georgia or you're Ohio State, like Clemson, like these teams do, they win, they blow people out, they're reliable. You say, yes, Texas, my legs are, Oklahoma State. I don't know what to do about that game. I mean, Oklahoma State, I don't know what they did. Are they checking out on Gundy? I'll be interested to see the score on this game. I think Oklahoma's going to go put it on Cincy. Do I have that written down? Yeah, okay. I do. Oklahoma, Iowa State. Oklahoma State. Just give me the -3.5. You know? Just give me the -2.5. Now, Kansas BYU. That might be worth taking. BYU +8.5. BYU, Kansas, -8.5. Give me BYU +8.5. Give me BYU +8. I meant to do the, I didn't, I need to do the coin first. I don't know how to do the coin. I don't know how to do the coin. I don't. Because if you do it first, then it like skews your picks. And then after, it's like, feels like too late. You don't get to talk about, like, I don't know. I don't know. Or I could do it as I go, because I got Sacagawea this week. She's the original bitch. She is the bottom bitch of the coin. She is, that is what I thought would be funny. Like, we're going to go against Sacagawea. Whenever I first thought this. Like, I'm fucking John Smith or whoever the fuck. It might have been Pocahontas. I can't remember which one he was bedding down with. It's all about bedding down with a little señorita. A Sasquatch. Not a Sasquatch. What do they call the Indian women? Not a Sasquatch. But I think it starts with an S. I can't think of it right now. Too much coronavirus damage. I've got corona long COVID damage. I can feel it. Sacagawea. I can't think of it. But you could flip as you go. Like pick. Like BYU on BYU. Okay, heads Kansas. The coin goes BYU also. So she's ride or die with me. UCF KSU. This is interesting. And look here. 7, 6.5, 4 point. You know, you got some... I think K-State's going to be looking to get back on track. I'll take KSU. Did I already write that down? I don't think I did. No. TCU, SMU, God. In Fort Worth. Tech, West Virginia. I'll take West Virginia +6.5. Aren't they playing a little better? You know, who's Tech? Tech on the road. God, I don't even want to pick these games. Because there's so many good games to focus in on. It's like having to go through and pick these games. It just like makes you want to fall asleep. Because you just don't give a shit. SMU TCU. Boy, that's the Metroplex showdown. Texas Tech and West Virginia. TCU -6.5. Give me West Virginia +6.5. Give me TCU -6.5. I don't think SMU is going to be able to. I don't. Okay, I don't care. Don't care. Ole Miss. I've got Ole Miss +7.5. Georgia UAB. Jesus Christ. Are they going to fall back asleep or is he going to jump their butts? I'll take UAB +42.5. Let me get over here to my UAB. Do they call it? Oh, there's UGA. minus 42 and a half. Give me UAB plus 42 and a half. Because it's like if they score 10 points, like it's, you know what I mean? If they get anything, not don't care, talked about it, I'm on it. Mississippi State, South Carolina. Now that's Mississippi State, South Carolina. Let me see. Minus 6.5. It's easy to say take South Carolina. Take them. I think I will. I think I'll jump on that. Because I think the quarterback, Rattler, I think he's for real. I think he might be a hidden gem in the draft. I could see him going late first round, early second, and just being a steal. An absolute steal. Because he'll go after. Man, there's no telling where he'll get picked. Because, you know, he could go after. He'll go after USC, North Carolina, Texas. I don't think Shador's coming out. And then Hartman. You know, he could be like the fifth or sixth QB taken. He might be. It's absolute steal. Just saying. UK Vandy. Ohio Bowling Green State U. I say you take Ohio in this one. I'm going to write that down because they have been playing really good competition, getting beat. They're going to want to put it on somebody and win. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what to think about Michigan State. I don't. I have no clue. I have no clue what to think about that. I mean, do you just take, like, I'm okay, look, this is what I'm going to do. You take Maryland minus 7.5 until Michigan State wakes up and does something because this might just be like free money. So you just got to go with it. This is sneak right here. I'm taking Wyoming. That is crazy that this game is happening right now. That is absolutely crazy. Give me Wyoming minus 2.5. Yeah. That's crazy that that game's happening. Right now. I don't even know what channel that's on. ESPN Plus? Not talking about it. I don't know. That's one of those like big... I don't think that's enough. Who was that? Charlotte? Florida? Minus 27 and a half? Yeah, give me UF minus 27. I think they're going to want to come out strong. And CSU, I'm taking CSU plus 3.5. I shouldn't have wrote it down right there. That's it. Fresno. Is Fresno going to hang a whole bunch of points on somebody at home? I take that Fresno over Kent. Minus 27 and a half. Well, man, I still got it. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this one up because I want to post it on Twitter, I think. I'm going to do a part two. So this is part one. The Clay Tablet. 9/20, week 4, college football. Go fuck yourself.